Hello.
Hello, my name is Yvonne, and I'm calling from I'm returning callbacks from customer support. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a charge on my bank account for $67.32, and I was just wondering what I bought.
Okay, ma'am, if you hold on just one moment. What is your zip code?
75067.
75067. And your name, ma'am?
Susan Murphy.
Murphy, MUR, ma'am, RR.
MURPHY.
PHY. Okay, hold on just one moment, ma'am. Okay, Miss Murphy, I just found your account.
Okay.
And okay. Give me a few moments. I gotta get okay. Can you verify your address, please?
455 Highland Drive, apartment 5427, Louisville, Texas, 75067.
Thank you, ma'am, for your patience for waiting. Your account will be up in just a few moments. It's still going, ma'am. I just thank you for waiting. Okay, Mrs. Murphy. I see the 6742 charge on your account. You wanted to know what you bought for this, so on
What was it for?
you paid $574 for a cookware set. I guess you went online and did this. It was for shipping and handling of this cookware, $574. And the cookware set was an exclusive sweepstakes offer, ma'am, which made your 574 do an entry for a sweepstakes, ma'am. And you got discount membership. You get a voucher every month for $125 as long as your account is remains open, ma'am. And another thing, the cookware that you paid the 574 for. It's a sweepstakes, so you have to be called and being informed that you are the winner
Okay.
this cookware.
Okay. First of all, I didn't realize this is what I was signing up for.
Okay, ma'am. And then your account remains open, it's still open. You did this on the 4th, and they charge you on the 8th. They charge you every once a month, ma'am. So you got a charge of $67.32 because of the sweepstakes, the discount membership, the voucher. You're not paying for that. That was part of the The discount was part of the sweepstakes, ma'am. The part where is your account remained open, and they charged you $67.32, ma'am. That's how you got charged.
Well, I sure hate to call the bank and have this revoked.
Well, ma'am, what I can do, I can cancel this account for you for the cookware that you paid for there.
Well, I didn't pay. I haven't received any cookware.
You're not going to. Well, you're not. It's not that you're not going to receive the cookware because you could win it at any time. But you have to be informed first where they reach out. They reach you and call you and tell you specifically that you're the winner of this cookware, ma'am.
Okay, this is sounds like a big scam to me.
All right, ma'am, what I can do, I can close the account for you so you don't receive any more charges.
So how do I get my $67.32 back?
I was going to ask you that. Since your account remained it open, ma'am, I can offer you 35% of this $67 to get some of your money back.
Well, I've already paid for the cookware.
You paid $5.74. You haven't received it yet, so you haven't paid for it, but you left the account open to be charged, ma'am. So what I can do, I can offer you 50% off of the charge of $67.42 and cancel your account so your no more charges come to you, ma'am.
You have to do better than that.
That's as far as I can go, ma'am. That's out of courtesy and just to open our hands out to say that this is what we're gonna. I can only do 50%, ma'am. I really
so
can. I can tell you how much you'll receive if you take this offer, the 50%, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, hold on just one moment. Okay. 67. Ma'am, for the 67.42, I can give you a partial return for $33.71.
No, I'm just going to call my bank and have my bank take care of it.
Okay, so ma'am, so let me go back. I'm going to cancel your account for right now. Would that be okay, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on just one moment. Come on, account. I'm sorry, Ms. Murphy. I'm waiting for this so I can get to the part where I can cancel this account so you don't receive no charges. It's going a little slow. Please be patient with me. I'm right here.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Come on. Okay, here we go. Thank you very much. I'm getting a confirmation number for you. Okay, ma'am, hold on just one moment. I'm going to cancel this for you. Thank you for being so patient. Okay, ma'am, I'm finished to bring you a confirmation number.
Okay, I've kind of given this a second thought. Why don't you go ahead and refund me half?
Okay, I'm going to have to make another note that you changed your mind. Okay, ma'am, I can do that for you. So I told you if I did the 50, you'll get $33.71 back, and it'll go to your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. Okay, so ma'am, I can do that for you.
And then I'll be done with y'all, right?
Yes, that'll be done, ma'am. Because we gave you for the charge, we giving you some of your money back from the charge that was left on our annual account will be closed, so you shouldn't receive any more charges, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, hold on just one moment. I'll do this for you. I'm gonna have to give you a confirmation number again for this two. Let me see if it's the same. 263123503. Okay, ma'am. Your cancellation number is the same as the confirmation number I gave you for that account. It's the same for the refund because it's showing the 6732. So you have the confirmation number showing that you had a change of mind and I refunded the 3371, a partial refund to you, but on the same confirmation number. Okay.
Okay, give me that number again.
Okay, it's gonna say C is for Charlie, 263123503, ma'am.
23503.
No, wait a minute. 263, ma'am. 123503, ma'am. It's the confirmation number. Okay, let me do this for you right now for you. And there they go. Okay. 3371. Okay, it went through. Miss Murphy, thank you very much for waiting, not to hold you there, or I know you had better things to do, but some of your money back is better than none. So it did go through, and it's going to be 3 to 5 business days to go back to your account, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm done with this.
You're done, ma'am. Hold on just a moment. I have to note this that you changed your mind.
accept it. 50%. Partial. PAR. Refund of 3371. Refunded.
Okay. Miss Murphy.
Yes.
I just put my notes there that said you reconsider, and I gave it the account to you. Hold on. Okay. So now I'm saving both parts to say that I explained everything to you. I gave you the confirmation number. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No. And what was this purchase for? Cookware?
Yes, it was. It was in a sweepstake, ma'am, where they had to announce that you were the winner of it. It's called Cookware P2MC. But it was an exclusive sweepstakes. And only way you could win it or have it, they have to contact you and let you know that you're the winner of the cookware, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for being so patient. You have a nice day, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
Oh. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. 1659. Wow.